totally my fault. I bumped a button.
Wow. Really?
Yeah,
button
sorry
dial,
about that.
Bump
yeah.
button.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we sit down to get these pedicures, and I haven't had one. I've only had one in my life. And this woman starts going to work on mm-hmm. my feet. And I'm telling you that the tool she was using is like a cheese grater. And she's cheese grating my heels.
So disgusting.
And then she's showing me and my girlfriend the remnants. And my girlfriend's like, puts her hand over her eyes and like, stop, I don't want to see that.
Yeah,
please.
Who wants to see that?
That's so gross.
That
yeah,
is
you're
gross.
Disgusting.
That
you
is
really
gross. Are. All right. So this week, we have our first nominee for Song of the Summer. I want to get your guys' reaction to this. Hit it there, Lara. Do you know this song yet, Cappy?
Nope.
It's going to be on the radio. It's going to be on the radio nonstop this summer.
It has a very like beachy rooftop day party vibe.
Exactly. Do you know who it is?
Is that Drake?
No.
Oh, wait, let me hear this.
Because Drake's new album is very rooftop vibe.
It is.
Yeah, I think one of you just said it.
Yeah, somebody said it.
Somebody said Beyonce.
It is Beyonce.
Yeah, it's Beyonce. Yeah.
Don't you think one of the songs of the summer?
Yeah, for
could
sure.
it be the song of the summer?
What's the name of this song?
Harry Styles has a couple of good songs.
You can't break my soul. You can't break my soul.
Nothing gonna break my stride.
It's not that. It's not Matthew Wilder.
Thank you. One hit wonder.
One hit
wonder.
No,
wait, hold on. But George, you're
on
something
here. Now, Mace, what do you know about like house music like this? What do you know about this?
I know this reminds me of Crazy in Love, which was probably my favorite Beyonce record, and it has that vibe to it. What do you mean, house music?
I don't know. I didn't peg you as like an EDM type, like with the vibe. Like
oh,
I know
no,
Michael
I've
likes
been
you.
To Electric Daisy Carnival.
Yeah, you know, that's Michael Thompson's favorite music.
Oh,
EDM.
Tried,
yeah, I know.
We tried getting Cappy to go to the Electric Daisy Carnival, and he wasn't
he
into
it.
He wouldn't do it.
Oh, Electric Daisy Carnival is really fun. It's in Vegas, and it's all EDM music, and it's just a nonstop rave.
He thought he was more of a, what's the one in the desert?
Oh, Coachella.
No, 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 the
no,
other
no,
one.
No, 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 the one that's like
Stage
Mad
Coach.
Coach.
Burning Man. Yes.
Oh, Burning Man.
He said he was more of a Burning Man.
Yeah, Burning Man seems like
you would be.
A little
I've never
style.
Been to Burning Man. I know people who have. It sounds fantastic. It sounds like just a 3-day drug fest where you set everything on fire at the end of the thing.
Yeah, sounds like my
I believe
kind of
that's not a fair characterization
you know,
of it.
You know what also will be a song of the summer, I believe, is Late Night Talking by Harry Styles.
Did you find that, Lar?
Oh, see, I'm going to also go with Harry Styles.
I'm
but
a big
music,
Harry Styles guy. I think
you like the sushi song.
Yeah, music
like.
For a sushi restaurant. That, to me, is my summer song right now.
Harry Styles just put his album out. It's gigantic. By the way, he's got two movies coming out this fall, too, and he was up for the Elvis movie, which is coming out on Friday. Anybody in on the Elvis movie coming out on Friday?
I'm in.
In?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to watch it. Not this weekend, but I'll watch it.
Cappy,
where is it at? Where am I going to watch it?
At the movie
at
theater.
Any movie
at a movie theater,
theater,
near
theater
you.
In America.
No, no, no. I'm going to the Mandy's Friday night.
Yeah, it's a long weekend.
Yeah, so are we. I don't know.
Yeah,
if you
we are too.
That.
And yet, I'm still going to see the Elvis movie. I think it's going to be really, really good. Were you able to find the Harry Styles song? Oh, which song? Which song? Laura will find it.
I like music for a sushi restaurant. George has
I
a
like
different
late
one.
Late night talking more than sushi. More than the sushi restaurant.
Okay, so there you have it. It's going to be one of those. I like this.
You got to when you get to the chorus, it feels very
We'll wait for the hook.
Summary.
Got to get to the hook, Harry. You're gonna lose me if you don't get to the hook.
No, Harry. Listen, Harry's gonna get there. He's gonna sing the note in a second.
It.
Ready? Here he goes.
I like that.
Good song.
Yeah,
now,
I like that.
Harry Styles.
Here we go. Now he's getting into it. Harry's doing his little swag, his little shoulder shimmy.
Talk about a guy just doing his own thing. That's Harry Styles. Is he still with Olivia Wilde?
Yes.
I think he is.
He came from One Direction, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that. I definitely didn't know that.
Yeah. No, he's a big deal. He's a big deal.
I feel like Cappy's music interest stopped in like 1999.
Is that what it was, Cappy?
I'm just,
did you end in 99?
I'm a rock and roll guy. But I will say this. This song right here.
This
is
way better.
Music for a sushi restaurant. This is the summer song right here.
Yeah, I agree with you, Cappy. This song's everywhere, like the past couple days.
Now, who's this?
Harry
this
Styles.
Is Harry Styles. Harry Styles.
Hmm.
We got a hmm from Ireland.
Yeah.
Are we going to get to a hook?
I don't.
Harry takes his time.
I don't think I have any Harry Styles or any One Direction music in my library.
I definitely do. I'm a big Harry Styles fan.
I don't like this song as much, but
I love this song.
It is very summer.
No, his whole catalog feels very summery. So
it's true. Last summer, I would argue that the song of the summer last year was Watermelon Sugar.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Watermelon Sugar. I still sing that song.
Yeah, yeah, I still do. It's still in my work. Watermelon Sugar. Yeah, Watermelon Sugar. Yeah.
Watermelon Sugar. High.
Watermelon Sugar.
High.
Exactly.
Watermelon Sugar.
It's a good record. It's a good
Watermelon
record.
Sugar. High.
All right, let's. Who's
there
this?
It is. That's Watermelon Sugar.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
You're such a big fan.
Let that roll. So Sedano.
Sedano.
So Mason.
I'm going to do the sports pivot today.
Oh, what? Oh, no, don't talk about Kyrie because we got plenty.
No, we have,
I'm
we
not
have a
talk
mandate.
About Kyrie.
No sports during crosstalk.
Well,
I know that's true.
I'm going to ask.
Super crosstalk.
I'm going to ask. The Lakers traded into the second round. Do you have any idea who they're taking?
More so.
No, but they haven't. They have
you
to
think
have
they
an
have
idea.
An idea they know?
Well, I mean, I don't think they're maybe one guy, but I think they are targeting several and they people that will fall out of the first round that'll be early in the second round.
Yeah. Are you going to cover the draft?
I mean,
it's weird because Woj already released all the draft picks.
He has?
Exactly.
Really?
He's already. Oh, yeah.
Him and Shams
is
have already.
Is it the first six, I think, he's released?
Yeah.
So we already know what teams are doing?
Well, we have a bid on our show. I'm the NBA insider. And
you
Cappy's
are.
The
you're
outsider.
In the league. Yeah.
Yeah. I am the outsider.
But Cappy's the NBA outsider.
That's right.
And we did it the other day as a joke. Like, we were talking about, like, some of the draft prospects or something. And I asked Cappy, like, you know who whoever is, Paolo Banchero or whatever. And then he'd go into this diatribe like he was breaking it down, like he was like Bobby Marks or somebody. And he'd be like, yeah, he's this, great player from, whatever country, blah, blah, blah. And he'd get it completely wrong. And I'd be like, no, he played at Duke last year, actually.
So. I'm like, oh, sorry, never heard of that guy.
Yeah, we need like a fancy intro for that. Like, here's Cappy with the latest NBA Outsider Report.
Oh, I like being on the outside.
That'd be funny.
Report. I'm not in the league. And here's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So it's basically just we rely on Cappy to see how wrong he would be on a particular player, and just and then I clean it up in the back end while laughing.
Do you have a prediction on who the Lakers are going to take at number 35? Outsider?
I don't know.
No, I'm asking the outsider.
Oh, the outsider. Go ahead, outsider.
Yeah, my prediction is that the Lakers take that pick, they package it up with something else, and they move some piece off their roster, and they bring some new piece in. They use this one draft choice, where apparently there's going to be a lot of talent in the early part of the second round, to find a way to make a move that everybody's been waiting for. What do you think of that?
I mean, maybe.
That seems very generic.
Yeah,
the
very.
Outsider.
I mean, that's the outsider
it's
perspective.
Like, yeah, that's like when you go to a fortune teller and they say, well, I see some new excitement coming in your life.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And you're like, well, what does that mean? Well, it's going to be something you've never experienced before, and it's going to be breathtaking.
Right.
Well, what does that mean? I can't tell you any more than that.
Right. Well, there's something the outsider perspective here, you know?
I'll never forget. I had a buddy who got broken up with when we were in high school, and or maybe it was early, even freshman year in college. And he went to one of these, like palm readers or whatever, or like something like that. And she did all that stuff. And I'm sitting there, and I'm telling him, like, why are you dragging me to this thing? This is ridiculous. Like, this is so stupid. So I'm sitting there on the couch while the lady's talking to him, and I've got my arms crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at me, and she looks at him, and she goes, your friend doesn't believe. And he goes, you see? And I'm like, yeah, jerky, because my arms are crossed, and I'm probably sitting here like looking at anything but you. Like,
yeah.
She could
feel your vibe.
That out.
She could feel your vibe. Like, I'm not buying anything this woman's saying.
Oh, my God.
Tarot card reader, please.
Nonsense.
Yeah, I know. That stuff. Does anybody go for the tarot card?
I believe in, I have a healthy respect for, like, voodoo and stuff like that, but not, like, tarot card
Like
readers.
Santeria?
Yeah, man, don't be messing with that stuff.
I'm not messing with it.
I'm just telling you, don't be messing.
I'm not messing with
it. But tarot card readers, come on.
I've never been to a tarot card reader, but I've been to a psychic, and she nailed it completely.
What did she nail it? What did she nail?
There's one thing that, like, I don't want to say on the air, but the other thing was she predicted things that were going to happen and knew things about me that there's no way humanly possible she could have known.
That's true.
Like, it was crazy. I walked out of there, like, shaking because I was like, oh, my God, how did she know that?
Call me now.
May I suggest then, Lindsay Baseball, here's what you should do. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We should book a psychic to come in on the show.
We've been trying for a long time.
Yeah, been trying, yeah.
I wanted to do that with Mason, and everyone shot us down.
No, we tried. There's a lady across the street that does it. I keep saying, why don't we just get the lady across the street? She can just walk over.
Yeah, you need to, like.
She seems legit. She's got, like, a little storefront.
Yeah. Okay, I'm always fascinated by the people that have the storefronts. Like,
that's where I went to.
Right, but how many people do they need to see? How much did it cost, Lindsay?
Well, I think it was like $25 or something.
That's it? $25?
See, how many people? Key. That's the key. How much they charge or if they do donations. Because if they charge a ridiculously amount of money, they ain't good.
Well, I've got a friend who went to what she described as a pet psychic.
So the other one I wanted to bring in, she could talk to
her dog through this person. To communicate messages and then communicate messages from the dog. And I said to her, good for you. God bless you. That was all I could say. I mean, I cannot imagine spending money on a pet psychic, let alone a real psychic.
See, now those are full of beans because you'll never know if they're telling the truth or not because no one knows what the pet's going to say. You can't confirm it, you know?
Yeah, you can't confirm anything. Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
So, you know what we should do? I told this to Cappy the other day. I want to get a... because Cappy says he never lies, okay?
Really?
Which we all know is not.
No, I gave up lying.
Gave up lying?
For Lent.
What I said is we should bring in someone to do one of those, hook them up to like a lie detector test.
Polygraph. Yeah.
It's so weird. I just bought a lie detector test.
For no what? Way.
Yeah, yeah. On Amazon, I bought a lie detector
why?
Test.
For what reason?
Because I thought for the show we could have fun with it. You guys can use it too. It was expensive, but it's like the one that the police department uses and
stuff
like that.
How expensive are we talking here?
I don't know, like maybe $300.
Really? And does it have the old ticker thingy where like
it's got that whole thing, the little thing that goes up and down.
Needle.
You put a band around your chest and you put one on one finger and then two on another finger and then it tells you if you're lying or not. I thought we'd have fun with that.
Okay.
Oh man, yeah. We can find out. We can
do you
get
know how to use it, Mace?
It.
Like, do you know how to read it?
I don't.
That's why I feel like we need to get someone, like, commission
a
guy.
Yeah, someone that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. At least now we have the hardware. All we need now is the person who knows how to use it.
Is the operator.
So, wait, right. Cap, you don't have a guy?
Oh, I can find a guy.
Yeah, you know, I'm a lie detector guy?
I'm no, sure but I got it can't be your guy. Can't be your guy.
Why? You think I would cheat?
Yes.
Yes, I
do. You think if I had my guy do the lie detector that I would cheat?
You would cheat. I would cheat.
Yeah, you would cheat. Yeah.
I know someone who's in law enforcement. They're a detective, so they have to have like a hookup.
Hey, I'm not even going to ask how you know this person.
They live in my apartment complex. He does like security at night.
Okay.
So he's like legit.
I got cops too.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. All right. Awesome. All right. Tomorrow we'll see you guys at the Mandy's, right?
Yeah.
Gearing up for the red carpet at 5. You guys are on from 2. We're on Travis and Sliwa are 10 to noon. Me and Ireland noon to 2. And you guys. 2 to 4,
mm-hmm.
and then 4 o'clock.
Taped programming with Chris Bergman and Amanda.
Oh, is it taped?
Yeah.
Well, now it is. Yeah.
It is taped.
Yeah, we did it on Saturday.
Well, because everybody knew that. We talked about it yesterday.
Okay.
So it's not like
Okay.
People thought you were actually be on live before the show.
Like,
you just crushed Greg's heart.
You
I mean, what are we giving away?
I was
going to
be.
And by the way, I never want to hear a word about taped programming ever again. If that's the case.
Ooh, making one final push for the pain in the ass award.
This was for you guys. This was so that you guys can go out.
Listen, I was totally. I was under the impression I was doing a show.
Yeah, me too. I thought we were doing 4 to 7.
Nobody told us that until Monday.
Okay. It's gonna be a great day.
Sonano, I am going to make a $5,000 mythical money bet that you, my good friend, George Sedano, win Pain of the Ass of the Year.
Oh, I'll triple that.
Oh, you think you're definitely winning?
Oh, dude, he is so confident.
No question.
He is so confident that he's the biggest pain in the ass.
Don't you want to win it, Mace?
I think he's the favorite, but Mason's got a shot.
I'm so not a pain in the ass. I'm such a pleasure
to
work
with.
I mean, you called out of work at 10:30 in the morning.
I'm a pleasure to work with. I get along with everybody. I'm a team player.
None of those things are true.
It's all
about
team.
Mason, can you even name the people in the office right now?
I can name everybody. I actually named
them. No, you can't.
He did. He named all four of the interns earlier today.
Brady,
I was shocked.
Parker, Quinn, and Amara. I can name
Amara,
everybody.
Okay.
Amara.
Yeah,
that's right.
There you go.
They're helping us. They've drummed up some good content for the show. They're smart kids. Very smart. All right. Yes, so I could name everybody in the office, George. I'm a people. I'm a people person.
You see, you have grown. You're no longer the rodeo clown that you used. Cappy has taken that mantle from you.
Although, wait again, till you see what I'm wearing tomorrow night.
You are a clownist, George Sedano, yes. And I encourage all rodeo clowns to push hard for the cancellation of this clownist.
There you go. All right, we're back tomorrow at noon for our big Mandy Spectacular. We'll be live from Quiet Canyon in Montebello. Make sure you're here all afternoon long for Sedano and Cappy. NBA draft is going on. Kyrie news. Lakers have a pick now at number 35. Tomorrow, big day. We're going to have a blast. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bum, bum,
bum. Beep, bada, boop. Da, 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 da.
Beep, bada, boop.
Bada, boop, you. Dick,
bada, bop.
Beep, bada, boop. Da, do, do, da. Do, 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 do.
But dick, 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 bada, bump.
But chum, bum, beep, boo, doom, boom.
But da, dick, 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 bada, bump. Yes, George. Yes.
You guys kind of harmonize.
Yes, George Sedano. Let's freaking go. Mandy's, manana. Can't wait.
Yeah, by the way, I'm not sticking someone between you and me just because I don't want to sit next to you. So Christopher is lying there.
Okay.
If we were doing the lie detector test. Since my wife can't go, I said I wanted Evan Cohen, who is one of the executives at Good Karma Brands, are the owners of the station, who I've known for 20 years. I was like, hey, why don't you just have him sit next to me? I haven't seen him in like 2.5 years during the pandemic. So it'd be cool to catch up with him.
That's very funny you say that, because the last time I saw Evan was the Super Bowl in Miami, which was February pre-pandemic, when there was this little thing that they were talking about on the news called coronavirus. And I was like, yeah, come on, that's nonsense. That's not going to have anything to do with me. And that's what I thought 2.5 years ago. But yeah, it's been that long. I feel like it's been like that for a lot of people, George. Like I see people all the time now. And I'm like, gosh, I haven't seen you in like 3 years. And they're like, yeah, because life kind of went on pause for 3 years.
Yeah.
So looking forward to it. Man, tomorrow, I'm a little upset, if I'm honest here.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little upset that Kelly's not coming. I understand there's kids and there's...
What do you want me to do?
Here's what I want to do.
You want me to leave, like, two children who are not feeling great with a babysitter? Like, a random... Like, a baby... Like, you know, that's not going
to
happen.
I was going to
offer to you... First of all, that's not cool to the babysitter, number one.
I realize that. Right. I was going to offer to you...
Yeah.
One of my young adult daughters.
You were going to have your children drive up all the way up here?
Yeah, just because I wanted Kelly to come...
Yeah, no, but why would you want to?
I told my daughter that you
got a cough that like he doesn't stop coughing.
I understand.
The other one's got like can't even breathe because of her congestion. Like
I told my daughter that you pay super super well.
I do pay well,
and that now because both kids are sick and you're taking a massive risk, now you'll pay triple.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Why are you negotiating on my behalf?
Well, I was just trying to, because I wanted Kelly to come. That's why. My heart's in the right place, George. Don't misunderstand.
You're also just trying to get your kid paid.
Well, yeah, but don't get it twisted, homeboy, okay? I wanted to use that phrase so badly. God, I wanted to use that phrase. I found a place to use it.
I mean, what did you use yesterday when we were doing role play?
Yesterday
crack-a-lackin'.
That's right. I mean, that's right.
I don't think anyone has said that since like 1987.
Disagree. Strong disagree. Yeah. A lot of people say what's crack-a-lackin'. Those of us
when was the last time you actually heard someone say that to you in a very real tone?
Earlier today.
Who?
A friend of mine. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine. I said, "What's going on, man?" He said, "What's crack-a-lackin', dog?" And I was like, "Okay, you see? Somebody else says what's crack-a-lackin' besides me."
This is a lie.
This is totally true. Okay, you ready? You ready?
Yeah.
I'm very happy to take the lie detector test. And I would feel extremely confident that I would be telling the truth.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter.
Nonetheless, I was trying to get one of my daughters.
Okay, I get it, bro, but it's not happening.
I know. It's a shame. It's unfortunate.
Yes.
Really unfortunate, because this is going to be tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
if you are lucky enough to have purchased or have won a ticket to the Mandy's, here's what I'm going to tell you about tomorrow night in advance. Be ready, because this is going to blow your mind. I'm telling you right now.
I've heard that Jorge Briones particularly has done an incredible job on this show. I mean, there's a lot of people, but he's like, I don't know if people realize this, that because they, you know, he's the board op of the Mason and Ireland show, but he also has like a big time production background. Like video production, TV production background. So what he's putting together, from what I've kind of gathered, is going to be insane. So to your point, yes.
Yeah, but I just think the lights and the cameras and the production value and the fun, as Chris would like to say, the frivolity, the bits, etc. I think if you're there tomorrow night, you're going to be blown away. And if you're not there tomorrow night, all I can tell you is this. You should probably follow along on Twitter, on Instagram, or whatever other social media platform we're using, because you're going to be like really like glued to your phone. Like, why am I not there? How could I be missing this? This is the event of the summer, George. Tough ticket.
I don't even know what I'm wearing yet, Cappy, and it's the event of the summer. What am I going to do?
You got to bring something with the Hungarian heat.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know what Hungarian people wear.
I don't know. How about go back to the romper or romp him?
Well, I'm not going to wear a romper that we wore for a joke.
Okay, so what are you going to wear?
I don't know yet. So
I mean, you got like a ball gown? Some kind of ball gown of some sort?
I'm not wearing a ball gown.
Why? It's a formal event.
It's not that formal. And plus, it's going to be hot, to Sedano's point, why he's not wearing a turtleneck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have some dresses. I just haven't tried them on or anything, and I have a feeling that tonight I'm going to like try them on, and then I'm just going to be like, oh, well, I don't have anything to wear.
Now, George, are you serious that you're just going to go into your closet tomorrow afternoon,
for the love of God,
and you're just going to pull out one of your nice Hugo Boss jackets, and you're going to be like, no thought
not
goes
Hugo
into
Boss.
This.
I'm not wearing Hugo Boss.
You're not. Who are you wearing tomorrow?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. And Laura, my understanding is, because you know I'm a stalker on social media,
yes.
My understanding is that your man has come to the rescue.
He did.
Because you had some sort of problem with your getup.
Mm-hmm.
And explain, please.
Okay, so really quick, I'm short. So my situation, my whatever I'm wearing is a little long. So I needed to fix the person that I took it to. It was a whole thing, didn't happen, ripped the zipper. And then it was just the whole situation. I was really upset and I left. And I come in and I was like, oh my God, my whole thing is ruined. And, you know, like, the girls have been really stressed about what we were going to wear. Hence, Lindsay saying she doesn't still know. So I'm like, I was like super freaking out. I was like, babe, relax, take a breath. He called a bunch of like different tailors since, you know, he's in my apartment. And he's like, I'll take it. Like, go to work and I got it fixed. And he got it, like, literally he went, he got it fixed and handled it. So, yeah, shout out to my baby. Got it done.
Shout out to baby.
Yeah.
Wow. All these cutesy little lovey nicknames on the air now. Man, this thing is progressing quickly.
I mean, 3 years, Cap. 3 years. It's not like we met a month ago. You know.
No,
what I mean?
but it's only been like back to seriousness within the last like maybe month or two.
Yeah, 2 months. Yeah.
And man, we're
progressing. You're right. I ain't gonna lie because I'm not you. So it is progressing.
It is progressing. Okay.
Yeah, meet his parents on Saturday.
First time meeting the parents.
Kind of.
The day after the Mandy's?
He's meeting your parents?
No, he met my parents. So when we dated...
Oh, you're meeting his parents.
Yeah, he met my parents at my graduation, but I introduced him as a friend. But my mom's like...
Friend.
My friend.
My mom,
friend,
no, ma. No, not friend. But my mom literally texts me. She's like, ¿Tú crees que soy mensa? And
si.
I was like, ooh.
Sí, si, sí.
She's like, you think I'm dumb? And I was like, oh, you know, okay. Yeah.
Gee, wow, you're meeting his parents now the day after the Mandy's. You know what kind of shape you might be in the next day?
Oh, I'm not gonna be crazy and wilding out like y'all.
Yeah, nobody's gonna like
3 a.m., dude.
Like, I'm not turning up like you think. Like you are. I mean.
You guys aren't gonna be wilding.
No. I work at 3 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I gotta be up at 6 in the morning the next day. Like I'm gonna have a cocktail early in the night, and that's about it.
Okay.
I just don't drink like that anyway.
Well, I can just tell you this right now. I've got a couple of brand new bottles of Tequila Mandala.
Ooh,
that are coming with me.
I will take one if you do give those out, though.
They are coming with me as a little after-party celebration. Oh, and for everybody that's hitting me up on social media, George, and saying, Cap, how do I get in to the after-party?
And by all these people, who are all these people?
Well, you know I don't like to exaggerate, but right. I mean, when I tell you literally thousands and thousands of people in the Circle of Trust community, that are hitting me up going, dude, how do I get into the after party? And my answer is, I told you yesterday, this thing has, I've lost control of the situation.
Okay.
You know?
Which is not a shock, honestly.
No. Mm-mm.
It's just gotten too big. That's all
I
I'm
mean,
saying.
You always lose control.
All I'm, look, it just got too big. That's all. Hmm. You know, it was supposed to be a very quaint gathering. That's why security was so high. That's why, you know, availability was so limited. And things just spiraled, you know?
I think you got to be careful, Cappy.
Linz, I agree.
Because, you know, you never know who's like, you know, you hear about people getting all out of control and drunk and saying things at these events, at work events. Because at the end of the day, it's a work event, Cap.
Yeah, yeah. There was somebody at an ESPN event many, many years ago who I won't name. You can Google it. Who, you know, now she has landed on her feet since and does a great job at another network. But, yeah, sometimes if you get too lit, you got to be careful.
Yeah, just don't get too lit.
Okay, I'm not going to get too lit. I can assure you that right now. But this party has gotten, like I said, Beto has decided to contribute. Clinton Yates and the woman that he loves has decided to contribute. And it's just the party has just gotten bigger and more out of control than I expected, you know?
Okay, well, great. Great to hear. And it's National Hydration Day today, so you should hydrate today for tomorrow then if that's
good call. Very, very solid call by you, George Sedano.
Yeah, there you have it. All right, coming up next. Oh, boy. Everything that we've talked about for the last month, people kind of rolled their eyes about. And now we're getting closer, maybe, to Kyrie coming to L.A. But is it only just the Lakers? I don't know. We'll get to that in 2 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah. Give it to him, Harry.
Yeah, but this is not the song you like, though.
No, this is the song you liked.
Right.
I really like this song now. Thank you.
This one is really good. The hook of this song, the lead up to the hook and the hook is great.
They're all really good. Listen, the whole album, you see, you gave me a hard time because the night that the album dropped. Mm-hmm. See, George, I was very familiar with the fact that this joint was going to drop. On that particular day.
Oh, my God.
And there I was sampling all of Harry's new stylings.
Yeah. Sir.
And
were you or your kids?
Well, my kids. Mm-hmm. And then I was in the bedroom, and then I was jamming out.
Right.
And then I was tweeting, Yo, Harry, I'm really loving the new album.
Of course you were tweeting at Yo, Harry, yes.
That's right. And I wanted him to know how much I dug it.
Right. How many Twitter followers does Harry Styles have?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Millions.
Probably like millions is my guess.
I would guess tens of millions.
Yep.
Yeah.
You lost credit, saying joint.
I lost what?
Credit.
37.8 million. What do you think the chances are you saw your tweet?
None.
No.
Like, if
no.
you had to assign a percentage.
Yeah. He's got 38 million, you said, estimated?
38, yeah. 37.8, yeah. So right, 38,
he's
roughly.
He's got 38 million, and I have a very paltry 19,000.
Yeah. You got to get creative, though. If you're going to like try and get a response from someone with that many followers, he gets you know, hundreds of tweets a minute, I bet. You got to get creative. Put in a video or something. You know?
Yeah. I didn't do anything like that. So I would say my percentage based on 19,000 for me and 38 million for him, I'd say I've got about a 0.00018. chance.
Not bad. That's similar to where I was gonna go, actually.
Yeah,
so there you go.
0.00018.
Yeah. By the way, Beto Duran says he wants you to get very lit at the party because then he can become the permanent co-host here on the show.
Well, that's very ambitious of Beto Duran. The problem for Beto Duran is
it all makes sense.
No, but the problem for Beto is Beto doesn't seem to understand the depth chart around here. Okay. Beto's third on the depth chart. See, Beto needs to knock me off first. Then he got to go take down Clinton Yates to take the full-time hosting role here on Sedano and Beto.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't. What, he has to take Yates out too?
He got to take. He got to take. No. But Yates is second on the depth chart.
Oh, I didn't know that there was like a depth chart.
There wasn't a depth chart, actually.
No, look in Amanda's office. She has it on the wall. Okay. She's got
There's not.
I'm telling you, as a matter of fact, it says.
I thought you gave up lying.
I mean, right. What happened to that?
Dude, listen, you walk into her office. Yeah. I walked into her office on the wall at the time. I'm not saying it's still there because I haven't been in her office in a while.
I'm gonna have Greg. I'm gonna ask Greg to take a picture of her wall.
I'll go walk in there right now.
Okay. Well, may not be there anymore. Just so you know, I mean, she may have taken it down. I mean, she may have taken it down. Because she was off on break because of her back. You know.
Right. Yeah.
She may have taken it down. She didn't want to see it.
Of course, because if you're going to go on and have back surgery, the first thing you take down is the depth chart.
Well, I don't need people walking into my office to see the depth chart. Everybody knows where they stand. You know.
Yeah. Right. Well, apparently they don't. I mean, you apparently do. So.
Well, I mean, Beto is number three on the depth chart behind Clinton Yates.
Okay.
You know,
according to your reporting.
If Beto wants to put on a romper and go to a Laker game, he might elevate.
Oh.
You know, if Beto wants to host the red carpet, he might elevate.
Hmm.
But this is a guy who has pretty much come out and said he doesn't even want to go to the Mandy's.
I think he's changed his tune.
Since changed his tune.
Oh, he has. He's changed his tune now, really.
I mean, where were you? Well, it's right. He was filling in for you because you thought you didn't realize you had the day off.
Right. I thought I was working, but you guys had me as a day off. I didn't communicate to Lindsay Baseball, and Beto was in. And he changed his tune, huh?
Right.
Well, I know this. He's coming to the after party, as is Clinton Yates and the woman that he loves.
Yeah.
And so the tequila mandala is ready to roll.
Okay, cool. Would you celebrate with Tequila Mandala if Kyrie ends up becoming a Laker? Because, look, people rolled their eyes. You and I, a month ago, started talking about Kyrie, right? And being like, this is something that they should explore. I don't think that they're necessarily on good footing over there. There's just too many things you can read with the tea leaves that makes you feel like, hey, something's up there. And, you know, LeBron has familiarity with him. He's since apologized to LeBron back in 2019, yada, 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 for being a pain in the tuchus. When he was playing with LeBron.
By the way, thank you for that use of tuchus. You could, if you could, a little more.
Okay, tuchus. Like,
when you know how when you coach me into ring?
Tuchus.
Right. Tuchus.
Tuchus. Yes.
No, come on.
Tuchus. Yes.
Anyway, thank you for using some Yiddish, George. I like that.
Anyway, so now there's a list. Because, by the way, and I tweeted this earlier, if I were an agent, I would do the same move. If I was the agent of like a disgruntled superstar, I too would go to the disgruntled superstar playbook. And step one of that is to list some teams, right? I will go, you can trade me, but I want to go to, and it's always these four teams for sure. It's the Lakers, it's the Clippers, it's the Knicks, and it's the Heat. And it's basically, you know, the crown jewel, the other team in LA, the New York team, and Miami because young people love to be there. And then I would say Dallas is in there pretty regularly, too, because people like Cuban, and they definitely know Luka's good now. So, and previous to that, Dirk was there. So it's the playbook. And here's the thing. I just think if you're the Lakers, you have to do everything you can to convince him to take that mid-level exemption because I don't see a route to trading for him. Unless you're literally going to, I mean, maybe the Nets will do it if you give them the two picks with Russell Westbrook in some capacity.
Well, all this talk yesterday about Kyrie could take this deal from the Lakers at like $6 million.
As a threat,
dollars,
yes, it was a threat. Right.
And by the way, just
to be clear, Woj did report that the teams that he'd be willing to assign and trade with are the Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, Mavericks, and Sixers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen. This whole idea of he's so crazy, Kyrie, and he was willing to give up $15 million or $17 million this year just because he wanted to make his political statement and he didn't want to get vaccinated. He's so crazy, and he gave up so much money last year.
I would call him unpredictable. I wouldn't call him crazy.
I was going to say, crazy is a little far, Cappy.
Why?
I just think it's a little insensitive.
Insensitive how?
Because nobody knows what his reasoning is behind it, you know. So,
well, when I say the word crazy, just so everybody knows here, we're not talking about like is he diagnosed as being someone who is crazy. I'm saying that most people would look at giving up $15 million in their lives and they'd be like, man, that's crazy.
Right. No, I get what you're saying, but I would just call him, I would just say he's unpredictable.
Well, look, it would be, I'm going to say this, a one in a million shot that a pro ball player who lost $15 million last year would choose to give up $30 million this year, particularly if he really, really looks at the Lakers and says, am I the missing piece? Like, if I go there and sacrifice $30 million worth of salary, am I doing it because we're really, really, really going to win a championship this year? And I'm just not positive that all of a sudden Kyrie Irving joins LeBron James and these guys go back to being immediate champions or even championship contenders. So I don't think Kyrie Irving is going to do this whole $6 million versus $36 million thing. That one to me is, that one's out.
I mean, he's already given up a ton of money.
All the more reason to not give up any more.
I guess, but he's got a lot. He's made a lot of money in his career.
Well, you say he's unpredictable?
Not everybody's motivated by money like you are.
Okay, but most people are.
And by the way, you admitted that just the other day.
Yeah, but most people
You said you'd go to the LIV Tour in 2 seconds if you were a golfer.
Dude, if somebody was going to give me $200 million to go play on the LIV Tour, and I could play 75% rather than 100%, and I could only have to play in 8 events, and I get my life back, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, no, I'd be Rory McIlroy. I'd be making fun of all of them.
Yeah, but wait.
I'd be taking shots at them.
Yeah, but wait until Rory McIlroy's like, you know what?
I bet you he wouldn't. Right. I'll bet you whatever you want, Rory McIlroy doesn't go on that LIV Tour.
Well, listen, I would never have expected Brooks Koepka to go on that tour.
I mean, Rory McIlroy literally called them deceitful. Like, yeah. he just said that.
Brooks Koepka, did you see what he had said like 2 weeks ago? He was like as anti-LIV Tour as there is. So, yeah, George, I'm for sale. I told you this.
Right.
I sold naming rights.
Right, but my point is not you. Kyrie is clearly not you.
Clearly not me. Clearly. Listen, Kyrie Irving is a great basketball player. We get it. We get it. He's a terrible teammate. He's a terrible guy to have in your organization because, to use your word, unpredictable. I don't know if he's going to play or he's not going to play.
Right, but he's really talented.
Well, I guess if you're willing to...
And by the way, if you're the Lakers,
yeah,
what other option do you really have?
You mean to tell me your only option in life is Kyrie or nothing?
What are you going to do? Wait for somebody that may show up and may end up becoming like available? And by the way, how are you supposed to get those guys? At least this guy is willing to threaten to come to you for $6.5 million. Nobody else is going to do that.
Well, if he's willing to take the $6.5 million, it's an absolute automatic no brainer.
Okay,
you do that deal.
Okay,
but
I'm
telling you, I just don't think he's going to do it. I just don't think Kyrie will do it.
You never know.
By the way, I hope I'm wrong, and I hope you're right.
This thing has a trickle-down effect already. One that you poo-pooed when I brought it up yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What's that? Oh, God, don't even tell me. Oh, I even know. Give me a break with this guy.
2 minutos. Next.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So, Cappy, we were just talking about Kyrie, and he's got a list, and the Lakers are on it. But so are the Clippers, by the way, which we'll get to in a second. But I told you yesterday, and you told me you didn't understand it, that Kevin Durant, if Kyrie leaves, Kevin Durant's gone. Like, he's out of there. And you were like, well, why would he not want to just stay there without Kyrie? And, like, you know, Kyrie wasn't even there anyway. Because they were a package deal. So, Shams Charania, Woj reported yesterday that he would be very much in play. And Shams has literally just tweeted that sources tell him that Kevin Durant is seriously mulling his future options with the Nets. There's an expectation that Kyrie Irving will now proceed shortly into finding a new home. So he's saying Kyrie's out of there, which means Kevin is out of there.
Weak.
Why weak?
It's lame.
Why lame?
Because if you're Kevin Durant, you were good on a good team that never won a championship.
No, stop that. He was great. He was like the second best player in the league on a team that went to the finals.
Okay, great. So that's what I'm saying. He's a really, really good player.
No, but that's not good. That's short selling him short.
Fine. I'm not going to argue with you over that. You ready? He's a great player on a team that fell short from winning a championship.
Okay.
When he left, he joined a championship caliber team.
Correct.
And he helped them become even better.
He was the best player on the team.
Fair enough. But he joined a championship team. He joined a group of guys that had already won a title.
Correct.
Then when it was over.
And then they lost the title.
And then he decided, you know what? I did join their team. They were champions before I got here. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go show everybody that I can be the guy who starts a team and builds around me. And I can do this without Steph and Clay and without the Golden State Warriors. I'm going to do it back here in Brooklyn. And it hasn't happened, and he got everything he wanted, and so now...
Well, it hasn't happened. One year he didn't play because he was recovering from his injury or whatever.
That's true. And by the way, and they gave him all this money knowing that his first year he was not going to be available to them. So the Brooklyn Nets have been very, very good to Kevin Durant.
Right.
And now Kevin Durant got his guy, Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is a head case. Kyrie Irving's a bad teammate. And they did not succeed. So now as soon as Kyrie wants to leave, instead of him saying, but this is my franchise, I'll just rebuild it. He's like, I'm out of here.
He only went there because Kyrie wanted to go there.
Listen, either way, George,
wait,
he's
but
there.
That's not like insignificant.
I think it's lame
let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go
let
ahead. Whatever you want to ask me. Feel free. I'm an open book. Feel free.
Okay. If you had a partnership with someone.
Mm-hmm.
You went into business with someone, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's say, whatever the product, let's call it Sided. Let's just use Sided as an example. Let's say that Sided was the idea of you and someone else.
Mm-hmm. You and me,
right?
You and me, all right.
Okay, let's call it you and me.
Okay.
And I said, okay, cool, let's create this cool company. And then I create the company, and then, but, you know, we're making some money, but let's say I get the opportunity to go elsewhere, or, you know, we create a contract, my contract's up, and I want to go to, I don't know, what another tech company, right?
Okay.
And I say, I'm out.
Okay.
But we come up with the idea, but we are technically not the full owners, because let's say we have investors who we owe money to or whatever. Like, are you sticking around?
Where am I going? I mean, in your scenario, you're leaving the company that you and I founded. Okay, and
but
you're going.
We are no longer in charge. Let's say we've sold it.
Okay, we've sold the company.
Right, but we're under contract to them. We're on the board.
Okay.
Okay, and then I got an opportunity to go elsewhere to another company. You're going to stick around?
Yeah, I don't love your comparison. All of a sudden,
because they're not owners. They're not owners of anything.
No, but
they are employees. They're high paid employees, and in this scenario, you and I would be high paid employees.
Yeah, well, but let me ask you: you leave, what am I going to do?
I don't know. Find another thing to do?
So when Kyrie leaves, what's Kevin Durant supposed to do?
Find another thing to do.
Okay, where's he going to go? Maybe Kevin Durant should be the focus of the Lakers. Forget Kyrie.
Well, they're not getting Kevin Durant. He's not taking $6.5 million. And
why?
He's not taking that.
He's never won a championship. He's got hundreds of millions.
He's never won a championship. He has two finals MVPs.
Kevin Durant?
Correct.
Excuse me. In Golden State. But what I'm saying is he's never done it on his own. Uh-huh. I'm saying he joined their team. He hasn't done it on his team.
So what?
And so, see, I think there's a lot of ego involved here, George.
I mean, his team. He was the best player on Golden State, man.
On Steph's team.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Did LeBron not win championships in Miami because
he went
to Dwayne Wade's team?
No, he did. He won championships on Dwayne Wade's team.
Right, and he was the best player. It was his team.
But he joined Dwayne Wade's team.
Right, but it was his team very quickly.
Well, was Kevin Durant, was that his team?
He was the best player.
That's still Steph's
team. I don't agree with Barkley when he says he wasn't the bus driver. He was the best player by a pretty decent margin.
That was Steph's team.
Okay.
You don't think that's...
I guess, but he's the catalyst. Lindsay, you were on the receiving end of those.
Sure was. Okay.
Like, who was the best player on those teams?
Kevin Durant.
Thank you.
But what is that? But George, listen, you and I are seeing this differently from this perspective. I think Kevin Durant should be a guy who says just because Kyrie's leaving doesn't mean I should just up and leave.
If you and I were a package deal, would you you would stick around?
Well, you're leaving me. You're leaving me. You're choosing to leave. You're not saying, hey, you and me are leaving together. You're saying I'm leaving. Isn't that what Kyrie is saying?
Yeah, he's saying I'm leaving. You
right,
would
but he's not. But he's not saying you and me are leaving together to go to our next
team
together.
Well, these guys aren't treating me right. So are you going to stick around if they're not treating me right?
Well, where am I going? Am I going with you?
I mean, no.
Are we going
to your own place? You're good.
So then why do I have to leave?
You don't have to leave.
Right, this is my team.
Well, they're both their own people. They're both their own players. And without Kyrie there, I feel like Kevin Durant's like, you know.
If Kevin Durant, when he was a free agent, had his choice. He went there because of Kyrie. He didn't go there because that's where he wanted to be. Like, it ended up working, you know, like being okay for him because he wanted to play with Kyrie.
But
and
he
Kyrie's
wanted to build.
Like, let's play in Brooklyn.
He wanted to build his team. He had joined somebody
with
else's
Kyrie.
Team. Great. So
but now
that Kyrie
if he's
leaves,
not going to be there with Kyrie, he wants out.
All I'm saying is this, that if we were a package together in Brooklyn and you're leaving me now, you're making the decision, you're leaving me. So my choice is either I stay here, make my money, and still try and win a championship here, or you know what? Screw
stay
these guys.
Win a championship
I'm out of here.
Who? With what?
Well, they didn't win a championship with Kyrie, so.
But okay, but that's kind of the thing. Like, because of this situation, because of the Kyrie situation, free agents don't want to go there. And so what is he supposed to do? Stay there and play for the fifth seed in the Eastern
Conference? What he should do? You know what he should do, Kevin Durant? He should go join Golden State. Because they're already champions, and he'll just make them better, and they'll be champions again next year. I mean, what is he going to do? He's going to go join somebody's team that's insta-ready,
that
right?
A chance to win a championship, sure.
Okay, go to the Lakers.
Just like everybody else does.
Okay, how about, should he go to the Lakers? Should he go to the Clippers? Should he go to the Knicks? Should he go to the Heat? Where should he go?
I don't know. He'll go to but you make it seem like the Nets are not going to get like an incredible haul for Kevin Durant. They may get the best trade package in the history of the sport for him.
And you know what? From their perspective, it may be the best thing to do. Maybe.
Exactly.
But
so
I'm
it's
saying,
not like they're not making out okay.
I'm just saying this, that Kevin Durant joined somebody else's championship team, won championships with them, was a great player for them, went and had a chance to do it by himself on his terms, didn't get it done, and now, rather than sticking it out, you're making it seem like he's just ready to walk.
What do you want him to stick it out for?
Because this is his team.
No, it's not.
But it's not, though, Cap. Like, I'm with Sedano, and I know you're going to say, well, you're always with Sedano, but from a basketball-only perspective, like, it's kind of like, without one of them there, you might as well just blow the whole thing up, because the two of them were a package deal going there.
Correct.
But moving on from now, like, he needs to find a new package deal because it didn't work out with Kyrie. If Kyrie's leaving, it may, wherever he's going, may or may not work out with KD, but there's the chances of the two of them going somewhere together are slim to none. So he needs to find his own situation that suits him better.
Cap, you went to New York, didn't you? With Sid Rosenberg?
I did.
And that thing blew up.
Oh, it blew up in a big way.
And you ended up in San Diego.
That's right.
So then what? Like, you've been through this. Like, I just thought of that. Like, you've literally been through this.
That was very, very different. Very different.
How different?
Dude, I mean, if I were to sit here and get into all the details
with
you.
No, we're not going to get into all of it, but you were in New York working with Sid Rosenberg at the same station Mason was at one point.
Right. We replaced Mason. That's right.
Right. Did you? Wow.
Yeah, like Mason, whatever happened with Mason, and then we just came in and replaced him. That was radio.
Right. Okay. And then that blew up.
Right.
He ended up
actually, you know what? That's exactly right, George. You know what happened?
I got fired.
No, I got fired.
Oh, you got fired. Sorry.
And instead of him saying, hey, well, we're a team, we came here together, what he did is he said, well, screw him, now it's mine.
Right.
So he stuck around. So that's what Kevin Durant should
do. But he ended up he only stuck around because it was New York, and he ended up at another station very shortly thereafter.
Well, because then somebody else came in and backstabbed him and pushed him out the door.
Okay, but that's my point, is that KD doesn't want the person to backstab him and throw him out the door. So he's going to choose his own path.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's with me on this.
Of course they are, because this is a Captain Easy stand situation. Oh, stick it out with your own team. Easy for you to say when you're not in that situation.
Mm. I don't know,
man. When you didn't move somewhere because, like, that you didn't want to go to because your buddy wanted to go
there. Then guess what?
There.
Then he should have stayed with Golden State.
He should have. No one's disagreeing with that part of it.
Yep. Should have stayed with Golden State. But no, I don't want it. I wanted my own team. I want to build around me, not around Steph. I want my own team. I'm going to go prove to everybody that I can do it my way. And then he failed.
I don't think KD ever said that, though.
Well, this is my perception. Lindsay, I'm an outsider.
Never said any of that.
Kyrie definitely did say that, but Kevin Durant does not strike me as somebody who's like, I want it to be my team. Like, he's not a me, my guy. He's very much like, I just want to play basketball, and whoever
pays
me.
And I want to hoop with my friends.
Right.
And I
want to
respond to everybody on Twitter. Right. I want to respond to everything.
I mean, you respond to everybody on Twitter.
Not everybody, like 6 out of 10 people.
All right. Coming up next, the Lakers made a move for tonight. The draft's about to start. We'll tell you what that move is next.